The Mystery of Mr. E. Chapter 1, Wishing for Fun. Another snowy, sleety day, sighed Willa. We'll have to play indoors again. Gripped Kendall. I wish something fun would happen, mocked Emerson. Something mysterious and exciting for a change. Me too, sighed Camille. Can anyone think of something fun to do? I have an idea, said Ashlyn. Let's put on costumes and then play a guessing game. Okay, said the Woolly Wishers, perking up. Costumes and dress up were always fun. In a flurry of giggles, the girls concocted costumes out of the things in the dress-up trunk. Outside, the wintry sky was still gray and drippy, as it had been day after day after day. But inside the playhouse, light from the lamp shone on the girls' costumes, making their bright colors glow and their glitter and sequins sparkle. I'll go first, said Ashlyn. She made up a little rhyming riddle. Who am I? When you see me flutter by, you say, hello, butterfly, finished the girls. Yes, said Ashlyn gently. She moved her arms to make her wings open and close. Now me, said Willa, she said. I fly in the, and when I do, I spread my wings and hoot. Ooh, ooh, am I? You're an owl, answered the girls. Willa spread her wings and blinked her owlish eyes. You are right, she said. My turn, said Emerson. Moon on my hat, stars on my dress. I'm a beautiful sight. Who am I? Can you guess? Are you the night sky? Asked the girls. Yes, said Emerson, spinning so that the lamplight made the moon and stars on her costume flicker and shine. I'll go now, said Camille. Shells and starfish live in me. Who am I? I am the sea, she said. Yes, the sea, that's me, said Camille. She curtsied, and her cape floated and fluttered like sea plants in a gentle wave. Kendall stepped up. I have lots of green leaves. I'm a tree for your nose. I'm a beautiful flower. I'm a pretty red rose, said the girls. Right, said Camille. Mmm, said Kendall. Mmm, she said as she pretended to smell the rose on her stick. I can't wait until we have real roses in the garden again, sighed Camille. It's been cold and snowy for such a long time. Snow kidding, joked Emerson, lying on her back. The snow is pretty, said Ashen, but I wish I could wave my wand and make it all melt. Willa stood up and peeled off her owl mask. What will we do now? She asked. Let's pretend that Ashlyn's wand is magic, said Camille, and it can melt the snow. And let's make up a song about all the fun things we'll do when winter is over, said Emerson. Okay, said Ashlyn. She waved her wand. Abracadabra, goodbye, ice and snow. Then they sang to the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. We can go down to the pond when the ice is gone. Feed the ducklings and the geese, minnows, crays, fish, swans. With a duck, duck here and a duck, duck there. Here, duck there, a duck everywhere, a duck, duck. We can go down to the pond when the ice is gone. Emerson sang next. We could dig a garden plot and plant lots of seeds. Carrots, pumpkins, melons, squash, lettuce, beans, and peas. Then Camille said, we'll walk barefoot with the grass, tickling our toes. Wade in puddles, splash in the mud, wash off with foot holes. With a splish splash there and a splish splash there, here splish there splash everywhere splish splash. We'll walk barefoot with the grass, tickling our toes. It seems like winter is going to last forever, Emerson moaned. Really? Said Ashen, waving her wand. We all wish for one thing, fun. Just then, a Miranda poked her head in the door. Hi, girls, she said. There's somebody I'd like you to meet. She opened the door wider, and a big, hairy dog bounded up to the playhouse door. Oh! Explained the girls, stepping outside
as the dog wagged its tail and licked their hands in a friendly way.
This is Mr. E, said Aunt Miranda. My friend Xu Ping asked if his dog could stay here for a few weeks while he's traveling in China. Will he help me look after Mr. E?
Yes, shouted the girls, delighted.
Wow, said Emerson, said Ashlyn, looking at her wand. Maybe my wand really is magic. Because our wish for fun just came true.